Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee meeting of December 14th, 2015. I'm the chair, Brian Edwards-Kiekert. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Lydia Brezon. Adriana Kasanov.
Present.
Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Brian Edwards-Kiekert.
Brian's here.
R. Paul Martin here, Tony Norman, Michael Novick,
present,
Serene Roberts, Nancy Sorden,
here,
Barbara Wipperman. Okay, we have six.
Thank you, R. Paul. We're on to agenda approval. We'll be using the same agenda I sent out for last week's meeting, which did not make quorum. It consists of approving a slew of minutes and going through all outstanding budgets. Then, if there's adequate time, a discussion of cash flow and liquidity. And finally, a discussion of what happens if we can't get realistic budgets for a unit. Can I get a motion to approve it?
So moved.
Motion is from Michael Novick. Does anyone wish to propose any changes?
Do we have a time certain for Berthold for the WBI?
I suggested he show up at 9.
Eastern, like in 22
Eastern
minutes?
Time. Yes, yes, Eastern time. I am looking to see if I'm getting any more documents at this moment. And no, I think those five are probably it.
Okay. Does anyone wish to propose... Go ahead, Bill.
Change. Maybe we just move the PRA budget to after minutes because it shouldn't take long, and then maybe after we get through with that, we could go to WBAI.
Okay, you're proposing to make item 4D, the PRA budget, the first budget under review?
Yes.
So what happened to WPFW?
Well, it would just go in front of WPFW, Nancy. That's what he's proposing.
Okay.
I'm assuming it wouldn't take as much time, the PRA.
Okay, so this would be... Make item 4A what?
PRA budget. Okay, is there any objection to moving the PRA budget up? Hearing none, that's now the order. Does anyone wish to propose any further changes to the agenda? All right. Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved. We're on to minutes approval. The first set of minutes we have is for October 13th, 2015.
No, I think we approved those, didn't we?
Oh, well, I'll take your word for it. I might have left them on the agenda by mistake. You sure, R. Paul?
Let me go in. Oh, boy, that... Okay. Well, I can't go in and look right now. Let me look. You know what? I think we did. I'm pretty sure we did. I can't get in right now because the BAI budget
All right.
is stalled.
We'll take your word for it. If you find out you were wrong, we'll just throw them on a future agenda.
Okay.
Next set of minutes we have is for October 19th, 2015. Does someone wish to propose approving them?
Tony, so moved. Tony on the call.
Thank you, Tony. Welcome to the call. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the minutes of October 19th? Hearing none, is there any objection to the minutes of October 19th? Hearing none, those minutes are now approved. We're on to the minutes of October 27th, which were sent out today. Does anyone wish to propose approving them?
So moved.
Adriana Kasanov moved approval of the minutes. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the minutes of October 27th? Hearing no changes, is there any objection to approving the minutes of October 27th? Hearing none, the minutes of October 27th are now approved. That's the last set of minutes we have. We're on to budget review and approval, where the first order of business is the Pacifica Radio Archive budget. I'll recap where we are at. The committee had passed a motion requesting that the archives redraw their budget with a 10% cut in personnel expense, which would be roughly $40,000. That request to the archive. They have not yet redrafted a budget to those specifications. Brian DeShazer sent back a request that we revise our motion, giving the archive the room to raise money to fill any gaps in its budget, and also giving updates on their fundraising performance. Open to proposals about what to do with the PRA budget.
Anna?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I don't see that the numbers are the one that Brian said that are. I'm still seeing that they are short of their goals. I don't know how can we accept that.
So what Brian DeShazer used as his benchmark was cash collections, not gross pledges. So they've fallen short of gross pledges for their fall fund drive. And I think the difference is that the template assumes pledges get collected over several months, but the archives does not, during their fund drive, they do not do installment pledges. And I think they don't do bill me pledges either. I think they're just credit cards. So they get the money faster, but that doesn't necessarily mean more money.
Adriana, nobody.
Yeah, go ahead, Adriana.
I'm trying to be helpful, but really we know that Foundation doesn't have resources anywhere. Everybody needs to carry their weight, and if I prefer to go to the safe side and shrink, you know, their spending, just basically for what we need, the only thing that we can shrink is personnel, and if they are doing better than expected, then we can review that. I mean, at the end of December will be the first quarter at the end of this month, and we can review the situation. But for now, it's not any indication that they can pull their own weight. That's it.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. I've got Bill. Who else?
Are we talking about the archives?
That's right. Hey, Serene.
Serene, please. Hi. I'd like to join the staff.
Okay, I've got Serene. Who else? All right, go ahead, Bill.
Well, looking at the income statement that Efren sent us a few days ago for PRA, in October, their total revenue was $21,797. In November, it was $68,607. So I believe that is ahead of budget. And I think you're right, Brian, about it being actual collections, not just pledges. I guess I'd like to move the suggestion that Brian made, that Brian DeShazer made, that you forwarded to us on, I believe, the 7th or the 8th. Let's see. Let me read it. Let me find it again. Sorry.
I think it's also
said with regard
to the agenda. I thought Brian, this Brian also mentioned it in this agenda.
It's not in the printed agenda, or what he emailed us.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe.
I saw it last week. Okay.
He said, this is Brian DeShazer. With regard to the motion to further reduce the PRA budget 10% in personnel costs, parentheses approximately $40,000, We request that the motion be amended to give PRA the option to raise the funds and or reduce expenses rather than dictating where the cut is to be made. So I'd like to add that as a proviso, as if that's the appropriate way to do it.
So with the target amount being $40,000?
Yes. That was the motion I believe we had made.
Okay.
I think it's actually closer to 36, but I'd like to second it. I had intended to bring it tonight.
Mr. Chair, I need to, okay.
I know, we need to pin down language.
Yeah, if this is coming off one of your emails, and it would be good if I could nail it down.
It was not in motion form in any email, so we're going to have to sort that out right now.
Okay.
So the first part of the motion is going to be the National Finance Committee recommends approval of the Pacifica Radio Archive with the following provisos, correct? And then what we have to settle on is the proviso.
Finance Committee recommends approval of the PRA draft FY16 budget with the following proviso.
That the Pacifica Radio Archive, so if it's, so you want to say $3,000 a month, Bill?
Do we need to say a specific amount? He references the amount of the motion that we made at a previous meeting, and I don't remember the exact amount. I think Serena was right. I think it was less than $40,000, but I don't remember the exact amount. But the point is to allow them to give them the flexibility either to cut expenses or to raise the funds. So if they raise the funds to cover those expenses, they won't need to make those cuts, in other words. I know this isn't in a motion form, but...
If people want to know what the previous motion regarding this was, I can read it for you.
Oh, yeah, great.
Sorry, go ahead.
Adriana Kasanov, that PRA resubmits their FY16 budget with a 10% reduction in personnel costs. This will save $40,000. Pass 4-4, 3 against 2 abstentions.
Appreciate if everyone who's not talking could mute themselves. We're picking up some noise through your headsets. So, Bill, it's your motion. You have to put it in motion form. Are you saying you want to do it without a dollar amount?
Yeah, let me write it up and I'll send it to you. Give me a minute.
I mean, I have to say that my concern is that it is a break-even budget for a unit that does not have reserves and does not have the option, like the stations do, of just adding a day to its fund drives if it comes up short. And that they already seem to be a little bit behind their pledge goal for the fall fund drive, and then the budget is premised on more days of national fundraising than they've ever done in the past, 4 days total. And I don't know if that's been discussed with the stations that'll have to carry it. So I think for a unit in PRA situation, there needs to be some cushion in the budget. Because the problem we run into there is their budget structured so they have to raise all their money in the beginning of the year with the 2 days of national fundraising, or not all of it, a big chunk of it, and they spend it down over the course of a year. So when they're in trouble, we really don't know till they're out of cash. And in October and November, they had to borrow money from the rest of the network to make two payrolls.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I know that all of us, this is not a discussion of how valuable the Pacifica Radio Archive is. The discussion, that's why we have it in the as finance committee, like you just said, we cannot have a unit that keep needing assistance to make payroll when it's not on the rest of the network. We cannot allow this to happen. It's up to us. I need to stop right now. I understand that we all of us really care about the Pacifica. It's not that the discussion, but like you said, we cannot have approved or recommend through a budget, but by itself, we know that will be, you know, losing money. You can see last year, well, all of us know, right, how much money they lost. I mean, we cannot allow this to happen. I think the only right thing to do is to lower right now in the only way that we can. We cannot keep going this way. Please. I mean, it's our responsibility. We cannot allow this to happen because nobody else, what we will do next month when they don't have money to pay their payroll, who will pay for? We need to start closing other units, firing other people, not paying other obligations. I mean, everybody needs to carry their own weight. And we cannot approve a budget or recommend a budget that you can see that this is not true. I mean, it's not possible. We need to make the decision right now, because if not, if this is allowed because they are working, that's not the problem. Nobody's asked that. But we know that the money is not there. Who will put money? KPFT? KPFA? W? A? K? No, the money is not there. Then we need to do it right now. Thank you.
Sorry, Serena, I skipped you when I called on Adriana. Go. Actually, before you get started, Bill, do we have language for your motion yet?
Yeah, I just emailed it to you about a minute ago.
Okay. Let's just get the language read so that we know what we're debating.
Okay, let me get back to that.
It hasn't hit the list yet. Can you read it to us over the phone?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get too many windows open here. I move that regarding the prior motion passed by the NFC to cut PRA's personnel expenses by 10%, that we add a proviso that PRA has the option to either raise the funds referenced in the 10% cut and or reduce expenses rather than dictating where the cut is to be made, as long as there is at least a $10,000 surplus. So I hope that addresses your concern also. And I'd like to note their fundraising seemed to be going reasonably well for the last couple of months this fiscal year so far.
Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so point of information to Bill first. Are you saying $10,000 per month?
No, year. I mean, okay. At least it'll have a small surplus.
Okay.
For the overall budget per year.
So I don't particularly care for the word dictate, but I certainly agree with the sentiment of the motion. I think that they are raising more money. They will raise more money through December because they're continuing that holiday drive thing that they did in November. They're continuing that through the end of the year. And I do think that the unit should have the discretion to make to determine how that money is accounted for. You know, they used to say on the money boards, you either raise it or you give it yourself, essentially. I think they should get to make that determination. They know better than we can where any saving can be obtained. They work there. So I think it's important to leave that aspect of the determination, the decisions to them. Also, you know, they live off of the social services payments that are supposed to be made to them every month by every unit. And I don't think that every unit is always current or ever current. And that, too, needs to be taken into consideration when we talk about the fact that, you know, people end up having to advance monies for payroll, et cetera. Right? So if we're going to demand that they live on their budget, we should find a mechanism. And, you know, maybe with a new CFO we can put those mechanisms in place to make sure that payment of PRA central services are prioritized so that they're not forced to do things that they shouldn't have to do because another unit isn't doing what they should be doing. Anybody from the archives on the call tonight? Okay. Thank you.
Adrian?
I'm on the call. Bertold.
Hey, Bertold.
Bertold. Michael's in the snack also.
Okay, I heard Michael. I'll put myself on, and then Adriana. And then we should wrap this up. We don't want to keep Berthold waiting for too long. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I just wanted to add into the mix that, you know, KPFK has been paying a quarter of the salary for Mariana Berkovich, who's the business manager there, but at some point we're going to be hiring, you know, a permanent business manager at KPFK, and then I assume that we would stop paying the quarter of Mariana on top of that at KPFK. So that might increase their payroll, actually. Might have a point that finally happens.
Okay. I'm going to throw out language, Bill, that I think is in the spirit of your motion, but maybe clearer. So this would be a substitute, and it's to add the the proviso would read as follows. In order to replenish its reserves, the Pacifica Radio Archive shall raise $3,000 per month more than budgeted or cut an equivalent amount of spending.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Does anyone object to substituting that?
That would replace the motion that we passed before, correct?
Well, you know, the motion we passed before was just a request to PRA.
Right, okay, right.
And this would be a proviso that got attached to the budget.
Okay.
Adriana?
Okay, you're next, Adriana. And then I heard Serene. Go ahead, Adriana.
Brian, have you mailed this in yet?
I just hit the send button. You should have it momentarily.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I have a worry here. Last year, the State Committee passed some provisos attached to that budget that they were complied with. And I don't know, I hope that we can put some teeth on what we are saying, because if it's just a proviso and people don't do, you know, or disregard totally the provisos, what we will do. I will accept what you just put there, but I will add something of the order that every quarter, at the end of the quarter, 15 days after the end of the quarter, we need to have those numbers. And if we don't, we take measures immediately. It's the only way. Because last year, like I said, happened exactly the same. We passed a proviso, very clear, the PNB approved it, but we have a deficit of more than $100,000 from PRI only last year. Then we cannot do that. If you want to put it this way, the motion, I don't disagree with the motion, but we will put a limit. That will be 15 days after they finish the end of the quarter, we need to have the numbers. If they don't comply there, then immediately need to kick off clumsiness.
Yeah, well, I think that's the spirit of the motion, and we have been getting budget versus actual number. Well, we've been getting income statements from Efren promptly for every month. He doesn't have budget figures to compare them to yet, but that's where we are.
I'm sorry,
Serene.
I forgot something, to Brian. May I finish something?
Sure,
when
go ahead.
When we talk about that, the other stations. Or the station that paid their central service and the PRI, that's not the discussion here, because what we are discussing here, in the budget, we are assuming that everybody paid their dues. That is part of
correct.
The budget. I mean, that creates a different problem that all of us know. You know, that's why the discussion is this budget. Thank you.
That's correct. Serene?
Okay, so you're talking.
Tony, what is that?
We're talking $3,000 a month. Is that what?
That's
is that
right.
What you said?
Mm-hmm.
Beginning in January.
No, beginning in October.
Sorry.
Beginning in October.
Yeah, but I mean, realistically, we're in December.
What? I mean, if you want to propose changing the motion, you propose changing the motion, but it's for the budget year.
Right. I'm saying they can't roll the clock back and get, you know, $3,000 per month. So I would propose that it be effective with the second quarter.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a problem. Ryan just brought in a $10,000 check from Yoko Ono.
Yeah, I know. He got it on BAI, by the way. But, yeah, I would still like to have it be effective for the second quarter. I don't think there's any point in doing anything retroactively.
Well, all our budgets are retroactive at this point. Okay. Are you making that a formal amendment, Serene?
Yes.
To insert the words effective January 1st?
That's right.
Our Paul? Do you have that proposed amendment?
Let's see, let me go back up. To add at the end, effective January 1st, 2016. Is that it?
I'm not looking at Brian's motion, so I can't really say where it's best inserted.
Well,
but if that's Brian's recommendation, I'll go
read
ahead.
Brian's amendment. Brian's amendment is, in order to replenish its reserves, the Pacifica Radio Archive shall raise $3,000 per month more than budgeted, or cut an equivalent amount of spending. And this would add at the end, effective January 1, 2016.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay. Paul, do you want to call the roll on that amendment?
Yeah, give me a second.
This is on Serene's amendment, you're saying?
Correct. Inserting effective January 1.
Okay. The amendment is to add at the end, effective January 1, 2016. Lydia Brezon? Adriana Kasanov?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Pass with a P.
R. Paul Martin? Pass. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yeah.
Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman, going back. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
I'll abstain as well.
I'll abstain. Okay, 4-4, 1 against, 3 abstentions.
Amendment carries. Tony, you were next on stack.
Yeah, Adriana raised a good point in terms of when we pass these provisos, we do need some sort of enforcement mechanism. Otherwise, they won't mean anything. The general managers or the unit heads would just proceed. So I think that there should be something that the CFO and executive director should make the cuts or recommendations that this committee recommend under provisos if the unit head does not comply with the committee proviso.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion as amended? So
yes.
The full motion, Adriana, was that you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's try to finish this discussion fast because we got Berthold waiting for us. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to add the formal motion to add to yours, the teeth that we were asking for. If they not comply, if the unit doesn't comply, the CFO and the executive director will make the cut. I think that will be motion to add to things.
Paul, were you scrivening while she was speaking?
Is this an amendment? Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, give me one second here. Okay.
Bill for the stack.
I have a question.
Okay.
First, we're going to get clarity on the language, then we'll take the question, then we'll go to the stack.
Slowly, I will write it down fast.
If the unit does not comply with the proviso, the ED and CFO will produce the cut.
The ED and CFO will what?
Will produce or approve, I don't know the word, the cut.
Will
produce. Make the cuts.
Make the cut.
Make the cut.
Yes.
Okay, the amendment is if the unit does not comply with the proviso, the executive director and the CFO will make the cuts.
Exactly.
Okay, is there any objection to inserting that language?
Well, I wanted to amend it. I don't know if we can take one more.
We can take one more amendment because we cleared the previous ones.
No,
we substituted my motion for Bill's without objection.
No, we didn't do that.
Yes, I called for objection. There was none.
No, you called for objection on the motion to add at the end, we voted on it, but subsequently I don't have you calling for that amendment as fixed. No, I don't have that here at all.
Okay, well, I'll trust your records over my brain. Let's see if we can clear that tier so that we can take further amendments. Is there any objection to substituting my language for Bill's so that is the matter of discussion and it can be further amended?
Could you repeat your substitution?
The amendment as amended is, in order to replenish its reserves, the Pacific Radio Archive shall raise $3,000 per month more than budgeted or cut an equivalent amount of spending effective January 1, 2016.
And that whole thing is the proviso to extending the budget to the PNB?
That's right.
I'm sorry, this is Serene.
Hold on, because I want to be able to take your amendment, Serene. Is there any objection to substituting that language?
No, my question is, Brian?
Yes?
I'm sorry. My question is about the meaning of your amendment as amended by my amendment, when my amendment is tacked on to the end as opposed to the $3,000 per month. That's what's effective January 1st. And the way Arpal read it just now, that's not how it sounded to me. You follow?
No, I don't follow.
Okay. I'm saying, I think the effective January 1st language should be right after the $3,000 per month, because that's what it applies to, as opposed to the cut language that it now follows.
Okay. That's not, when we called for that, for a vote on that amendment, it was with the language at the end. So if you want to change it, then you'll need to propose another amendment. But first, before we have room to amend further, we have to clear substituting this, okay? So is there any objection to substituting this language for Bill's original language? Okay. Hearing none, it's now the main proviso. It is subject to further amendment.
Bill,
I believe I had Serene up next. Please ask everyone who's not speaking to mute.
That's me with the baby. Sorry. So I'd like to, without great difficulty or any debate, move that effective January 1st language to immediately after the $3,000 a month language in Brian's original substitute language. Is there a problem?
Any discussion on that?
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
That before that, we have by amendment, right?
This is about the ED and CFO?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you're correct. I'm sorry, Serena.
So hold
that thought for a minute.
No, I would like to amend amendment as well.
I'm sorry, what?
I want to amend Adriana's language about the CFO and ED.
Okay. Adriana, is it okay if we wait on your amendment for a minute while we deal with Serene's language?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any objection to Serene's language about moving the position in the sentence where it says, effective January 1st, 2016? Hearing none, that amendment carries. Now we're on Adriana's amendment, which is to say, I'm paraphrasing here, if the archive does not comply, then the ED and CFO shall make the cuts themselves. Serene, you wish to propose amending that?
To add, drop themselves and add the words in collaboration with the unit head, because I don't think there's any way the ED or CFO could know as much about the operation as
okay. The proposal is to substitute in collaboration with the unit head for the word themselves. Arpal, did you get that?
Give me a second. Okay, so it would read, Adriana's amendment, if amended with this, would read, if the unit does not comply with the proviso, the executive director and CFO will make the cuts in collaboration with the unit head.
Any objection to that
this
language?
The amendment would be to substitute, quote, in collaboration with the unit head, at the end. There's no the words themselves in that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bill.
Tony.
Okay. I heard Adriana, Bill, Tony, Nancy. Folks, we got to move faster than this if we're going to get through four budgets tonight. So please, keep your comments short. If someone else has already made the point, just say you agree with what they said and let us move on. Adriana, you're next.
This proviso, just in case, that the head of the unit didn't do it in last year, and will not do it after this, obviously we don't need the CFO and the ED just take the agency immediately. That's it. I mean, we cannot keep having conversation about it and stuff. That's why I get against that change.
Bill.
Well, I don't object to Serene's amendment to Adriana's amendment, but I don't think Adriana's amendment's appropriate. I think it's micromanaging, and I'm not sure why we're picking on just PRA when the same thing could be applied to all the stations. If the stations can't produce the revenue they say, then something needs to be done, and not wait till the next fiscal year.
Point of order?
Our problem?
I call for the orders of the day.
Okay. That means we'll go to a vote on the outstanding amendments and the budget motion. R. Paul, the amendment immediately pending before us. Can you read it, please?
Okay. The amendment... Yes, the amendment immediately before us is to... should be insert, not substitute... To insert, quote, in collaboration with the unit head at the end of the amendment that says to add, if the unit does not comply with the proviso, the executive director and CFO will make the cuts. So right now, it is the current amendment to all the amendments is to insert, quote, in collaboration with the unit head, unquote, at the end.
Okay, the question is on inserting the words, or appending the words, in collaboration with the unit head. R. Paul, can you please call the roll?
Okay. Second. Okay, Lydia Brazan. Adriana Kostanov?
No.
That's a no. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Seekert?
Pass with a P.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Is this my amendment?
Yes.
Then yes, thanks.
Nancy Sorden?
No.
Barbara Whipperman. Brian Edwards Teagert?
Abstain.
Okay. 4-4-3 against, 1 abstention.
Okay. Now we're going to vote on the amendment as amended. R. Paul, can you read the full amendment language?
Yeah, give me a second to get it.
While we're waiting, this is Michael. I just want to let people know that Leslie Raffer is waiting at the station for a chance to get in this call, too, if we're going to get to the KPFK budget. The time seems to be evaporating rapidly.
Okay. Okay. Pardon me a second, because we have made many different... We've made a whole bunch of different amendments. One second. Cuts. Okay.
Okay. This is Adriana.
All right. Mr. Chair, who has the floor?
R. Paul, go ahead.
Okay. The amendment as amended... It reads, add, if the unit does not comply with the proviso, the executive director and CFO will make the cuts in collaboration with the unit head.
Any objection to this amendment?
Yes.
Bill.
R. Paul, please call the roll on that amendment.
Okay. Lydia Brazan. Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier. Bill Crozier? Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
No.
Barbara Wipperman. Going back.
Bill votes no.
Hold
Sorry,
on.
I dropped.
Lydia Brazan is not here. Bill Crozier?
No. Sorry, my connection dropped.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Okay. I have 4-4-2 against 2 abstentions.
Amendment carries. We'll now vote on the full budget motion as amended. So this would be the National Finance Committee recommends approval of the Pacifica Radio Archive with the following proviso.
Yeah, hold on. I have to scroll back several pages here.
That in order to replenish its reserves, the Pacifica Radio Archive shall raise $3,000 per month more than budgeted effective January 1st or cut an equivalent amount of spending. If the unit, the last sentence is the one we just approved. Does anyone need clarification
okay.
before we vote?
Let me read what I have here.
Okay.
That regarding the prior motion passed by the NFC to cut the PRA's personnel expenses by 10%.
No, R. Paul, we substituted out that motion.
Oh, right. Okay. 1 second. Let me grab that one. It starts out in order to replenish its reserves. Yeah.
So it's the standard budget motion? The National Finance Committee recommends approval of the PRA budget with the following provisos, and then that language.
By the way, just to know, the stream's been going up and down several times, so we're back on right now, but it's coming and going. I've asked Otis if he can take it over.
Is it your home internet?
Yes. That's my Skype connection.
I have a question,
I'm
Nancy.
Getting there.
Hold on 1 second, Nancy. We're going to get clarity on what we're voting on.
Yeah, let me scroll up to that thing. Okay. Almost there. All right, I'm going to read this. Let me know if anybody thinks I don't have it all yet. The motion is amended. The NFC recommends the Pacifica Radio Archives FY16 budget with the following proviso. In order to replenish its reserves, the Pacifica Radio Archive shall raise $3,000 per month more than budgeted effective January 1, 2016. 1 second. Or cut an equivalent amount of spending if I think there's a period there. If the unit does not comply with the proviso, the executive director and CFO will make the cuts in collaboration with the unit head. Did I leave anything out?
You've got it.
I think that's it.
Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Our Paul, please call the roll.
Okay. Give me a second for this one. Okay, Lydia Brazan. Oh, by the way, Mr. Chair, since this replaces a motion that was previously made, I believe this is going to require a two-thirds vote.
It does not replace a motion that was previously made.
That's the original motion refers even to that. There was a proviso already done, so...
It was not a proviso, it was a request for a redraft.
All right, so you're ruling that this won't require a two-thirds.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, Lydia Brazan. Adriana Castanet.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Brian Edwards Tekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin passed. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts. Nancy Sorden.
No.
Barbara Wipperman. Going back up. Lydia Brazan. R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Serene Roberts. Okay, it gets 3-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Motion carries. We've had Berthold Reimers waiting patiently on the phone for us, so I think we should take up the WBAI budget next. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing none.
Are we also having the WPFW budget